Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Morning. It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. If you just tune in now, you missed Dr. Love today. You missed Derek Bombeck was showing the gun show today in studio.
No sleeves. He made a decision. He got this morning. He made a decision to come on air, on TV, and podcast with no sleeves.
He always seems shocked when we make fun. Like, you know, Bombeck, when you come in the studio, you're going to get mocked for wearing sleeveless.
Can you imagine if you or Jake showed up
with no sleeves?
It'd be 3 hours of mockery.
Yeah. It would be.
It would never end.
It'd be relentless.
We'd never have any sports talk. It'd be 3 hours of mockery.
It'd be relentless, especially Jake.
Yeah.
Or me.
Any of us. Yeah. It would be, yes.
What, me or you, more ridiculous to have no sleeveless?
I'm 58, Jake.
Probably you.
Yeah. Both of us are the more ridiculous.
I got a lot of hair, too. I mean, I don't want to see that. Yeah, you don't need to see that.
You already want Bill to touch your thigh for some reason. You know,
I didn't want to touch my thigh. I was just thinking about
it. You asked.
You did. That's on the air. You did say that.
It's not upper thigh. I mean, it's right.
A thigh is a thigh.
A thigh is a thigh.
It's your body.
A thigh is a thigh.
There's a bump there that's amazing.
Yeah. I've never had a thigh injury, upper or lower. No, it's the thigh.
Hey, there's an indentation. I messed up something, but there's no pain.
No pain.
Yeah.
You're just deformed now.
This is a deformation.
Yes.
If I stood here with short pants on, like kind of the higher cut ones, you'd be like, what the hell happened to your leg?
Did you drop a buzzsaw on it?
I just kicked. I told you. I heard it.
You went down. You heard a pop.
I heard the pop. It was amazing. Trix was like, take some Advil. I'm like, all right, but I'm in serious pain. Could barely walk home.
You're deformed. Well, I don't think Bill's going to touch your thigh, so not going to happen. Bill's not touching the thigh. Tomorrow... Tomorrow and Sunday for sure, we will have for sure two games in the CWS. Monday is if it's a tie, 1-1 after two games. But it's going to be very hot in Omaha, 100 degrees both days for the CWS.
Wow,
Coastal Carolina and LSU for all the marbles in college baseball.
Coastal Carolina,
they've won 26 straight games.
Yeah, what I've heard is it's not just because they're in the Sun Belt, you know. They're real. They have no weaknesses. Coastal Carolina somehow built a major program. I don't know how they did it. But how do you get your guy, how they get guys, but they did it. And you'd almost say they're the favorite.
I wouldn't push back on it very hard. I mean, I don't know if they have that type of, like I said, when you bring in two pitchers out of your bullpen, then both throw over 100. I'm like, okay, that's a lot.
That struck you about LSU, didn't it?
That guy, yeah, that's like, and then,
me
but
too.
They, but they did hit him. They did.
Did you notice that? The batters didn't seem phased by him.
Like the first batter, and it's like, and all of a sudden, He hit a batter and gave it four hits, three runs. I'm like they can't touch this guy. All of a sudden,
they touch him.
So there's an edge to Coastal Carolina.
They do,
and
they have a series.
They've
edge.
Won 26. So the longest one ever. I don't know if it was coming into it, or the longest streak that one, however it was 13. They've won 26 games in a row. And here's the rule, basically in every. Series you have with the team. So it's Nebraska playing Iowa. 1-2 out of 3. How is it? It's great.
That's incredible.
Yeah, won the series. That's all you care. You come home, talk to your wife. Everyone's happy. This is great. Things are going great. They won 26 games in a row. They swept in the tournament, in the regionals, in the super regionals, and they swept in the tournament so far.
No weaknesses is what people say. The pundits say they have no weaknesses.
The pundits also say that they're the one thing they don't have is they don't hit the ball out of the park. Well, the wind's going to be blowing in like crazy. So they don't. That doesn't really affect them.
It will be blowing in like crazy.
They play small ball, so it plays into their hands.
It'll be blowing in like crazy.
Blowing in, yes, out of the south.
If they somehow again win both Saturday, Sunday, and end the season on a 28-game win streak, we talked yesterday about unbreakable records in college football. Ending the season on a 28-game win streak.
That would be.
I'm going to say there's a high chance that never gets topped ever again.
Ooh,
they haven't lost since baseball, April 22nd.
No, I don't think that ever gets topped. If they win this thing out, that would be
remarkable.
I will say that if they win Saturday, I'm pulling for them to win Sunday.
Yeah,
I want them to win for that. Just to see, I was alive to see this. You're not going to believe this. About 10 years ago, Coastal Carolina's here. We'd talk about it.
They won out.
Imagine just doing this show.
28.
We're all in our early 70s.
I'd do it.
It might do it.
Anyway,
Jake have to pick us up every morning.
Yeah, I'm coming. Hey guys, I'll be there in a little bit.
We go to the wrong building sometimes.
he's over by Target.
Simple did it again.
Where is he at? He's at the wrong.
He went to the old station again. We've been gone for 30 years.
Hold it. He's at the mill down in the Haymarket.
Where are you guys
at? Where's the station?
Where are you guys at?
I can't find it
here.
I'll tell you what made an impression on me yesterday about the CWS was the talk of Arkansas just wouldn't cease. People at Hawks, even at the football complex over there, they're talking about it. Like our friend Donovan Raiola, who's from Hawaii. Yeah. That's a Hawaiian shortstop that made that error by getting the lead runner. And Donovan was like, what? You know, he just out of the blue was like, what was he doing, the shortstop? Yeah, and I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, people are talking about on the radio.
If you say that, if in September he goes, I just can't believe the shortstop did that.
Right.
I'll be like going, you're talking about Arkansas, right?
What was he doing?
Yeah.
He just clutched up.
Yeah.
Took the easy way out. But yeah, that I felt bad for Van Horn and that program because that's...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
That was the talk yesterday. What a... Okay, and you just got to say it, and Van Horn has to live it, but he has to understand this is the talk. What a choke job. What an all-time choke job. I mean, that's what they did.
They were up 5-3 in the night.
They choked, and they made plays that were terrible.
Yep.
You just got to kind of own it, right? That shortstop was a first rounder. There was a certain first rounder.
There's a fourth. It's a four-legged stool, and they don't do the double play, which most likely ends it.
Ends the game.
If not, it's first and third. They drop the ball. That's so catchable. Even with the misplay, still very catchable. The ball bounces off his glove, didn't go over his glove. That ball was playable, and they don't walk the guy.
Right.
There was a coaching error also. Yeah. And I know he said, I've not found anyone yet that can really stick up for not walking him and not having an out at third if available.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Dave's got to live with this, and it can't be, I don't know. Maybe it's not hard. I don't know.
It's hard. And actually, it gets worse daily. So like tomorrow, so Van Horn's day tomorrow is worse than today. You just can't, and all of a sudden you kind of get out of that, and then it comes back. You're laying there at night, and your wife's asleep. You're laying there, and you just see that ball going into the outfield, and it's like this is it.
Bill, I heard the great Rick Neuheisel yesterday, and he's very good, he's like you. He's a coach, so he thinks like a coach still. He says there's no doubt in his mind that Arkansas is pressing at this point because plays that should be routine. Mm. He says what happens is the subconscious becomes too conscious. You're thinking about it too much. And he says now they're in trouble. I think that was 10. Did we say 8 or 9 times that they've been to Omaha?
It's the 8th.
Yeah. He said 10. I don't know. I'm getting all mixed up.
But Van Horn's 8.
Okay. Maybe Arkansas has been there 10 times and they haven't won a CWS. But now it's getting a little nuts, right?
It's way nuts.
It's nuts.
Well, give you an example. Coastal Carolina has been there once. They won.
And won it.
So
and now they're twice, and they're in the finals.
So imagine if they win.
Yeah.
Been there twice.
2 for 2.
Ouch.
This is easy.
Ouch.
It's awesome.
Arkansas, you seeing this?
Right.
This is not hard at all.
Isn't that hard? Just get a team together.
We've won 26 straight games.
Come up here and whoop some ass. Yeah. Not a big deal.
No, that's not. I know. No, it's rough. It's rough. And it will.
And they got a tough draw. And because they got LSU right out of the gate and then had to play him again.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so they had a tougher trip to get there than what Coastal had because they had to go through LSU.
Unfortunately, if DVH doesn't win a title, you're going to judge his career. That's going to be a...
He's 64 years old.
They'll be the biggest part of the discussion.
Yeah.
They're incredible. And if you went to their facility, I bet you'd be freaked out because they have all this hardware, but they don't have that. I mean,
no, it freaked me out that I couldn't sleep because of the errors that were made and then how I felt. I mean,
you were mad about about that guy pitching to him. Jones.
He just hit a home run the previous inning to tie it up.
And get the force at third. It's just because, you know what? That run doesn't matter. The run on second, if he scores, that's the game. And the guy just hit a home run.
This is what the talk was yesterday.
And it's just, like I said, and it can go. And then I'm feeling for, I know what that coach feels like. I know what that staff feels like. Ah. And then there was, I don't know if I've ever seen, and please, I'm not disparaging. Is that the right word? Disparaging?
Yes.
There was sobbing.
Yeah,
by the players. I've never seen
so close.
I've never seen. I think it was the guy who dropped the ball in the office, just sobbing. He couldn't. And I'm like, not give him a hard time at all. That's how the emotions were so high. He couldn't even hold himself together.
I know.
He couldn't hold, like, listen, I just got to hold myself together till I get into this locker room.
See, when you're watching it like us, and we're not connected to Arkansas at all, we're not connected to LSU at all, when you're watching it, you're a little detached, and you're not thinking about the ramifications for both those programs. It hit me when the nine-hole hitter for Arkansas hit a single into left and tied the game. I think it was a two-run single, tied the game. And the announcer said, that will go down as one of the biggest hits in Arkansas history. I'm like, ooh, yeah. God.
And then.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah, then. But when he said that, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is big. This is big. Like, okay, yeah, you're right. That is one of the biggest hits in Arkansas history. Put him in position to win, to advance, maybe.
But to have one more chance.
One more chance to advance, but. That's when it hit me, like, ooh, okay.
No, it just keeps haunting and just keeps getting worse. It just keeps it never. And then you go back. Even when you win them, I mean, you still. I guarantee you that there's. If you think that there's a time because of obviously how close Coach Osborne was with that team and Turner Gill and ends up making the coach, how much that game still haunts him.
Yeah,
the Miami. Sure, the Miami loss in '83. That is a haunting loss.
Because those guys like Osborne and Van Horn talked about this. They want it for the kids. They want it for those players bad. They want it bad. Van Horn had a great press conference, and he said, look, people ask me all the time, oh, how's it to coach kids nowadays? He said, it's not bad. These are great kids. These are great kids, and they want to know that you care. So he cares about them at a super high level, and then when he sees that happen,
it'd be the same. Just imagine, you know, Alex.
Yeah. Oh, it killed
that. That distraught.
It killed me.
I mean, you would just be. I mean, there's nothing more like that. Like I said, I mean, Laura, when I see it, if anything is going wrong for one of the daughters,
right?
It's like everything else stops.
But I think in that situation, like. That coach has got to be really strong, and Van Horn is. He's got to be really strong. Now, he showed some emotion, don't get me wrong, but he's got to be the strong one. He did a good job. And he's got to keep it, and he's got to keep this conversation from affecting his program because it's going to be real.
Because what happens to you now, it's like, here's where it hurts you at, in recruiting. Right. It's kind of, it does. And it kind of,
probably
does. I don't know. They're a cursed team.
Hey, you want to go there?
You want to go there? I mean,
they can't get it done.
They're good, but they can't get over the top.
Or there'll be somebody else. If it were me, I'd be like, no, if it's my son, go there. Incredible coach. Be the one that gets it done.
Yeah.
And then you are forever. I thought about this, that you talk about people that the weird stuff and then how, you know, Nebraska football is just incredible. Think about like Steve Taylor, Broderick Thomas, those guys. I think it was 1-2 Nebraska, Oklahoma here.
Okay.
And they lost. That was 1-2.
Yeah.
We don't really even talk about them.
No, why?
I don't know why. That's my point.
I don't know why.
Think how good they were.
A great
the team was.
Great
they were
team.
Undefeated. Are you kidding me? I mean, my point is, it's not how many times. There's not much conversation.
No, and Steve Taylor is a great quarterback.
He's an All-American.
Yeah,
great. And it's hardly discussed. It's like, hang on a second here.
He was,
and that whole that whole team is hardly
don't talk about him much.
Don't talk about him much. It's like, well, yeah. No. And it's like, think about the how that would be discussed today.
I know.
Being undefeated into the last game.
With that offense?
I mean, it was just, and then Oklahoma at the time was loaded. That was Switzer at his finest.
Right.
You know, type of time. But I'm just saying, it's just crazy how things just, if it doesn't go your way.
If you don't win at all.
If it doesn't go your way.
You're second place.
You just get
forgotten fast.
Just get washed away.
Yep.
LSU and Coastal Carolina tomorrow, 6 o'clock, first pitch, ESPN in Omaha. When we come back, it's time to eat some jerky from Smoking Gun. Next, an early break on The Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.